Program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Tyra Banks from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Oprah. Why you shouldn't put off getting your shingles vaccine. The shot hurts way less than the virus itself, and it may protect your brain too. And this article is by Sophia Lodato. If you had chickenpox as a kid, and chances are you probably did, we have some bad news. The virus is still in your nerve cells. That means you're at risk for developing chickenpox's painfully rashy older sister, shingles, also known as herpes zoster. The CDC estimates that 1 in 3 people will get shingles in their lifetime. Up to 1 in 5 of those patients will develop long-lasting and debilitating nerve pain. A case of shingles also puts you at risk of other serious complications, including bacterial infections, hearing loss, and in rare cases, brain inflammation or pneumonia. The good news? There have been several successful zoster vaccines. Shingrix, the most recent one, has up to a 97% effectiveness at preventing shingles, which doctors recommend for anyone who's older than 50 or who has a weakened immune system. Even better, getting vaccinated for shingles can protect your brain for years to come. A 2024 study published in Nature Medicine found that recombinant shingles vaccines like Shingrix are linked to a 17% lower risk of dementia in the 6 years after immunization. The benefits were particularly strong in women. Other research has found similar protective benefits from older formulations of the shingles vaccine, which are still used in other countries. Experts speculate that viruses attacking the nervous system contribute to dementia, which may explain why getting immunized against something like shingles could be so powerful. Clearly, more research is needed. The downside, the immunization process isn't fun. You get 2 shots spaced out over a period of several months, and many people report flu-like, achy symptoms afterwards. There are a few enlightening Reddit threads where people talk about managing post-shot symptoms. But after that, you're set. No need for an annual booster like you'd get with the flu or COVID vaccines. And one set of shots, albeit annoying, is infinitely better and safer than getting shingles itself. Obviously, there are some exceptions here. Don't get the vaccine if you're allergic to its ingredients, currently have shingles, or are pregnant. But you can and should get it if you have the older shingles vaccine, Zostafax, as it's more effective and lasts up to 7 years. Basically, make your appointment to get a shingles vaccine if you haven't gotten it already. And while you're at it, get your other vaccines too. Your future healthy self will thank you. Next, what your aging skin needs and doesn't need according to 12 top pros. Here's what top derms, plastic surgeons, and aesthetics experts do for theirs. And this article is by Kate Sandoval Bax. For years, the beauty industry has put products that promise to soften wrinkles, fade dark spots, undo dullness, and firm skin into a category called anti-aging. We'd like to propose a new name for the category, pro-aging. That's because these formulas are really about longevity, helping our skin act and look its healthiest, hydrated and bright, smooth and bouncy, for decades to come. Along with a healthy lifestyle and perhaps a judicious approach to in-office treatments, they enhance not just your appearance, but your mental and emotional well-being as well. It's about so much more than vanity. As dermatologist Heather Woolery Lloyd, MD, puts it, you can have a great, even fearless outlook on aging and still want to address the signs of it. Here, she and a dream team of other experts across the country share their guiding principles to doing just that. The experts, Daniel Belkin, MD, board-certified dermatologist in New York City. And he says, to age well, focus on your skin quality. Think of it like this. You can get a ton of filler to give your face the volume of a 30-year-old, but if your skin looks weathered, what's the point? Loretta Seraldo, MD, board-certified dermatologist in Miami, and founder of Dr. Loretta Skincare. And she says, at 71, I feel confident about my appearance. My forehead and frown lines don't detract from me. I'm comfortable with my expression, forward face. David Colbert, MD, board-certified and dermatologist in New York City, and founder of New York Dermatology Group. And he says, there's so much you can do to look 15 years younger, and it doesn't have to be invasive. Lara Devgan, MD, board-certified plastic and reconstructive surgeon in New York City. She says aging is a gift. It certainly beats the alternative. The quiet confidence of maturity and the elegance of knowing who you are and what you want are invaluable. Jason Diamond, MD, double board-certified facial plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills. Look your best to feel your best. Feel your best to do your best. Dendi Engelman, MD, board-certified dermatologist at Schaefer Clinic in New York City. She says the goal is to look like yourself, but the best, healthiest, most well-rested version. I believe in using injectables and treatments to help enhance, but my approach is always less is more. Pearl Grimes, MD, board-certified dermatologist in Los Angeles, and founder of the Grimes Center for Medical and Aesthetic Dermatology. And she says, my personal philosophy on aging? Always look fabulous. To me, that's looking like a natural and beautiful younger version of myself. Karen Grossman, MD, board-certified dermatologist in Santa Monica and New York City. She says, my model is I help make your most beautiful you. That means embracing what makes each person beautiful and not trying to change everything about them. Elizabeth Bahar Hushmand, MD, double board certified dermatologist in Dallas. She says, I don't focus on aging. I focus on being healthy. My goals are to optimize my sleep and my diet. You can't out-treat a bad diet. Amanda Kahn, MD, board certified internist and longevity medicine specialist in New York City. She says, as I age, I feel stronger and more attractive. I have more knowledge and time to invest in my health and longevity and have a more balanced approach to caring for myself. Nurse Jamie, registered nurse in Los Angeles and founder of Beauty Park Medical Spa. And she says, you have to remember to take care of yourself. It's not high maintenance, it's self-love. Heather Woolery Lloyd, MD, board-certified dermatologist in Miami and founder of DermFriends. And she says, I have always had a healthy approach to aging, so I've never feared getting older, but I do simple things to address the signs of it. First, subscribe to simplicity. Many people tell me that they don't care about the way they look, but the way you look and the way you feel are in lockstep, says Nurse Jamie. If you want to do a 10-step routine, go for it, she says. But a simple one is very effective. Your primary goal is prevention. The key habit above all else is the daily and routine use of sunscreen, plus a serum or moisturizer that contains antioxidants, says dermatologist Pearl Grimes, MD. Both help curb UV damage, which accounts for a whopping 80% of skin aging. Aging happens no matter what, says dermatologist Daniel Belkin, MD. But photoaging, which is mostly from UV light, frays the skin's elastin fibers, shrivels the fibroblasts that make collagen, and stimulates the pigment-producing cells. Your best countermeasures are broad-spectrum sunscreen with at least an SPF 30 and a vitamin C serum. As research has shown that vitamin C is not only an effective antioxidant, but also helps fade dark spots and boost collagen production. Consider this duo your first defense. No cream, laser, or needle can replace healthy habits. Having been in practice for so many years, I can see firsthand which of my patients have practiced good habits and which have not, says dermatologist Karen Grossman, MD. What have the youthful-looking patients done? They wash their face at night, stay out of the sun, don't smoke, and get a minimum of 7 hours of sleep, ideally on their backs, which really helps prevent etched-in lines, says dermatologist Elizabeth Behar Husmand, MD. What you put inside your body has a visible effect, too. Fruits and vegetables help the body and skin stay hydrated. Antioxidant-rich foods like berries help protect against free radical damage. And foods with probiotics like kefir, yogurt, and miso promote a healthy gut, which can help skin conditions like acne, rosacea, and eczema, says dermatologist Dendy Engelman, MD. Overall, you want foods that keep cells functioning well, inflammation levels low, and muscle and bone mass maintained. Last, stay strong and energized. Besides a low-carb, high-protein diet, I recommend resistance training 3 times a week, says internist and longevity medicine specialist Amanda Kahn, MD. I also think it's critical to boost NAD+ and glutathione, two of the body's key molecules that decline in our cells with age. Glutathione is a powerful antioxidant that combats cellular damage and safeguards DNA. NAD plus is crucial for the mitochondrial function, the cell's energy powerhouse. Patients who are on these therapies often report healthier skin, plus heightened energy levels and mental focus. The most underrated sign of great skin is its bounce. A lot of people don't realize this, but a key quality of healthy skin is what we call turgor, or its bounce and elasticity, says dermatologist David Colbert, MD. The classic test is to pinch the skin on the back of your hand and let it go. Does it snap back right away or flatten ever so gradually? Our skin's ability to stretch and return to shape comes from strong collagen and elastin. We lose 1% of that collagen every year starting in our 20s, and the best way to help restore it is to stimulate your body to produce more. This is where many of the skin pros' favorite tools come into play. Certain lasers, LED light therapy, microneedling devices, and injectables create controlled micro-injuries, which spur the skin's wound healing response and ramp up collagen production, Colbert says. At home, you can stimulate cell turnover and collagen building with a retinoid, the world's most proven anti-aging ingredient. It can be irritating, so you'll want to use a pea-sized amount a couple times a week and ramp up as your tolerance increases. Several derms we spoke to say they apply it to their bodies, too. I rub any excess on my neck, chest, and the backs of my hands, all areas that are exposed to the elements and among the fastest to show signs of aging, Engelman says. Peptides and growth factors can also help boost collagen. I apply formulas with these plus a retinoid daily, and my skin is transformed, says facial plastic surgeon Jason Diamond, MD. Nobody needs preemptive injectables or surgery. You don't need Botox before you have wrinkles, nor do you need a facelift when you're 35. The newest recommendation by several plastic surgeons here in LA, Grossman says, start with great skincare and sure, add small treatments, but go slowly. Another potential revelation, you may not want or need them at all. So often patients reach out to me saying, it's time, I need injectables, says dermatologist Loretta Seraldo, MD. And I'll say, do me a favor first. Book an appointment with a hair colorist and then come back. Half of them don't return because a face framing haircut and contrasting hair color was the less expensive makeover they needed. When asked what she does to her face, Seraldo throws a curveball. Personally, I have access to plenty of injectables in my office. And you know what? I haven't used them on myself for a couple of years. I don't want my 30-something-year-old daughter to think I'm trying to look her age, because I'm not. If and when you go there, stay true to your face. My goal is to reduce imperfections without losing what makes you look like you, says plastic and reconstructive surgeon Laura Devgan, MD. Be sure to communicate this to your provider because they may not share this vision. Right now, people seem to be more focused on creating a homogenous version of beauty rather than cherishing each individual's natural beauty. Think of the 90s supermodels. They each had their own unique appearance. We should get back to that, Grossman says. Your best safeguard is to use your own photos as reference points. Plenty of people on social media tell me that I could use some filler. But I looked back at my photos of myself when I was younger, and my facial features are just as thin then. It's one thing to maintain your face straight shape, but when you alter it so that it isn't what you were, things can look off, Seralda says. Address the issue that bugs you the most. Because guess what? That might be all you need to do. Dealing with a real hang-up, the thing you zero in on every time you look in the mirror that zaps your confidence and might even hold you back from your goals, whether or not it should, is the most impactful way to look and feel your best. A lot of people are single-issue agers, says Colbert. They'll say, I'm only here to deal with my saggy neck, or I hate this one frown line. There's so much you can do for whatever sticks out to you, and it can be very empowering. Here's what our pros suggest if your bae noir is dark spots, uneven skin, hyperpigmentation, and melasma occur in all skin colors, but are especially common in darker skin tones like mine because we have more active melanocytes or pigment-producing cells, says Willary Lloyd. Before you do anything else, get yourself a tinted mineral sunscreen. Wear it religiously and avoid the sun. Otherwise, any dark spots you do get rid of will come roaring back. Next, use a cleanser, serum, or peel that contains glycolic acid. But don't go crazy. Overexfoliation exacerbates the situation, and no skincare can completely remove dark spots. So being aggressive isn't the answer, Willary Lord warns. Unless you have melasma, which should be treated with topicals and medications since heat and light make it worse, a dermatologist can zap spots with a laser or energy-based device. My go-to is IPL, Intense Pulsed Light, she says. Other pros name-check the Pico and Q-switch lasers. Expect 3 to 6 sessions spaced a month apart. The zapped areas will appear darker and then slough off after a couple of weeks. Wrinkles and uneven texture. We raved about them above, and we'll do it again here. Retinoids are your time machine. They stimulate collagen production and cell turnover, effectively reducing the appearance of wrinkles and uneven texture, Devian says. To tackle dynamic wrinkles, the deep ones formed from repetitive muscle movements like frowning, your best bet is to go pro and get strategic injections of neurotoxins like Botox Cosmetic, Daxxify, or Xeomin. They contain botulinum toxin, which limits muscle contraction for 2 to 4 months. To resurface in smooth skin, experts turn to microneedling devices. Expect a day or two of redness with results appearing after a few months, or lasers like the Erbium or CO2, which comes with weeks of downtime. But the prize is fresh newborn skin. Ideally, I like to do one of these treatments twice a year and combine it with Botox to help prevent wrinkles from getting deeper, Nurse Jamie says. Laxity and crepiness. Inventing a great method for tightening and lifting the skin without surgery is the holy grail of cosmetic dermatology. We don't have it yet, Belkin says. There are non-invasive devices for mild looseness and moderate sag around the jawline under the chin. Plus a new device called Elicor, which uses micro-coring, think tiny cookie cutters, to remove tiny pieces of skin throughout an area so the skin looks tighter and smoother once it heals, Grossman says. Ideally, you do 2 or 3 sessions with a week of healing for each. How do you know when these in-office treatments aren't enough? If excess skin needs to be removed or features need to be lifted and repositioned, then it's time for the scalpel, Diamond says, and adds Devgan. A meticulous plastic surgeon can advise you on options from suture suspensions to brow, face, neck, and body lifts. There are subtler, more everyday ways to defy gravity, too. Bad posture and the way we tilt our heads forward and look down to look at our phones puts pressure on the muscles in our faces. Over time, this can lead to flatter cheeks, double chins, and facial strain, says Nurse Jamie, who adds that she can instantly spot a side sleeper for the same reason. Sleep on your back with your mouth closed, she said. Dullness. You can fix this yourself. The Solve is a good moisturizer. Skin gets drier and duller with age, so regular hydration is key, Bahar Hushman says. Exercise and massage also help because they boost circulation, bringing nutrients and oxygen to the cells, Nurse Jamie says. For the glow factor, incorporate gentle exfoliators. Peels that contain alpha hydroxy acids help remove dead, dull skin cells, Engelman says. Depending on the formula, you can use it once a week or even nightly. Just check the instructions and monitor results to find the right frequency. Don't discount its power. I've seen it time and time again, Engelman said. A person's entire outlook on aging can shift when they're feeling good about their appearance. Next, can I skip the COVID booster this fall? By Jesse Van Amberg. The start of fall ushers in a new school year, sweater weather, pumpkin spice, and the horrors of yet another election cycle kicking into high gear. And thanks to the pandemic, September also brings the opportunity for a fresh round of COVID shots. In previous years, everyone 6 months and older could get a free COVID-19 booster if they wanted one. But the process is a lot more confusing this year thanks to significant changes by the Food and Drug Administration, overseen by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The FDA has now issued marketing authorization for those at higher risk of COVID-19, Kennedy shared in a statement on August 29th, meaning only certain people will be considered eligible for a booster. He also announced the end of emergency use authorizations for the vaccine. This regulatory tool was put in place in the late 2020 when the COVID-19 vaccines were first being rolled out to make new treatments more quickly and easily available during the pandemic. The sudden changes left pharmacies, patients, doctors, and insurance companies scrambled to figure out the new lay of the land. Who is eligible for a COVID-19 shot this year? This year, the FDA has approved updated shots for a narrower subset of people. They're targeted at people at high risk of complications, says William Schaffner, MD, an infectious disease specialist and a professor of medicine at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. Who's considered high risk? People age 65 and older, and people under age 65 with underlying health conditions that would increase their risk of complications from COVID-19, including diabetes, heart disease, lung disease, and depression. These groups should be able to get a COVID-19 shot free with their insurance. Healthy children up to age 18 can also get a vaccine for free with insurance under these new approvals, Schaffner says. But the minimum age varies from manufacturer to manufacturer. Moderna is approved for qualifying people age 6 months and older, Pfizer for those 5 years and over, and Novavax for people 12 years and up. Also different, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention no longer recommends routine COVID-19 vaccines for healthy pregnant women. This is very different from existing standards from the American Academy of Family Physicians and other organizations, which maintain that pregnant women should be vaccinated at any trimester to protect themselves and their babies. In short, the medical professionals and the CDC no longer agree, says Margot Savoy, MD, MPH, the chief medical officer for the AAFP. Confusingly, the CDC still has pregnancy listed as a high-risk condition for serious COVID-19 complications, adds Schaffner. So pregnant people may still be able to get a shot covered by their insurance at a pharmacy or their doctor's office. But the rules could still change. Guidance around COVID-19 vaccination could change again later this month once the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, ACIP, meets in mid-September. ACIP traditionally advises the federal government on vaccine policy. Its recommendations impact what vaccines are available and to whom, and whether insurance will cover them. Unfortunately, the new ACIP committee picked by Kennedy includes several people who are linked to vaccine and misinformation and conspiracy theories. We don't know what ACIP is going to do with the COVID vaccine recommendations, Schaffner says, which adds to the uncertainty of this moment. A significant change from ACIP would affect what's offered under Medicare, Medicaid, and the Vaccines for Children's program, Savoy adds, which in turn influences what insurance companies may cover. We're hoping that all insurers continue to prioritize the health of the public and allow families to choose to be vaccinated if they want to be protected by covering the vaccine and ensuring equitable service. When are vaccines available? Updated COVID vaccines are on their way to pharmacies, Schaffner says. As of August 28th, they were available in CVS and Walgreens pharmacies nationwide. Rollouts to doctors' offices is now ongoing. How do I get one now? No surprise, it's complicated. If you're 65 and older and insured, you should be able to just go to a pharmacy and get one for free. However, for people under 65, there are a lot of unknowns. State regulations. State have their own rules and regulations about what pharmacists are able to offer that could affect your access to a COVID-19 shot this year. Having a pre-existing condition. Typically, what we see is a person being asked to attest they meet the criteria for pre-existing conditions, Savoy says. If you don't have a qualifying condition, Schaffner says that physicians can give vaccines off-label to those who want them. However, it might not be covered by insurance. And insurance coverage. The CDC has a list of qualifying conditions, but that doesn't guarantee your provider will cover the shot for all of them. And if ACIP ends up removing the COVID-19 shot from its list of recommended vaccines, insurance companies may not cover it at all. The bottom line, to get a shot, Savoy recommends contacting your family physician for guidance. Some primary care practices have the vaccine in stock and can give it to you in the office. Others may recommend a local pharmacy with or without a prescription. If you have insurance, it should be covered. If not, or you end up having to get it off-label, you may have to pay out of pocket. This sounds like a huge pain. Can I skip it? Ideally, everyone would get a COVID-19 shot, says Schaffner. The COVID-19 vaccine does not provide very substantial protection against severe disease, hospitalization, and dying. Any protection you may have had from last year's jab is long gone, Schaffner says. It starts to wane after about 4 months, and the natural immunity you get after an infection is limited and fleeting. Viruses mutate and change over time, adds Savoy. The additional vaccine doses are to give your body a preview of the new version of COVID circulating in that season. So, do it in October before Halloween, he recommends, to ensure you're protected through a winter wave. Despite the anti-vax sentiments and actions of our current federal health leadership, Schaffner says, COVID-19 vaccines are safe and have been used by millions of people around the world. I would urge people who have questions regarding the safety of the vaccine to talk to their practitioner, he says. We want everyone, particularly those at-risk groups, to take advantage. We've run out of time for today's episode of Oprah. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to tune in next time. I'm Tyra Banks from the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long, until next time. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138.